Hi, my name is Sharon, and I'm the finance recruiter here at Lilly, and we'd like to welcome you to this podcast so that you can get to know some of our recent corporate MBAs here, understand a little bit about their background, their story, why they came to Lilly, so that you can see if this might be a place for you. So let me introduce Claire. Claire is one of our consultants in our financial organization. She graduated from the University of North Carolina in 2004, and her background is also from public accounting. Also with us is Devina. Devina is an associate consultant in finance, and she also has a public accounting background. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
The first question I'd like to ask you is, tell me a little bit about why you chose Lilly. So let's start with Devina.
Thanks, Sharon. My story is probably a little bit unique in that there were two companies that I was interested in starting at post-MBA, and that actually drove my decision to go to the Kelley School of Business. And I was fairly familiar with Lilly as an organization, the culture, as well as the people, just through interactions I'd had with various Lilly colleagues in the community and my awareness of what Lilly did and its presence in the industry. There were many reasons. One was the collegial environment that I knew Lilly encouraged. Secondly, I knew that they focused on people and individual career development, and particularly in finance. I know that was stressed because of various initiatives such as the LIFE, which is the Lilly Intensive Financial Experience that every new finance hire has the opportunity to participate in, and most recently the Lilly Leadership Development Program that was initiated for corporate MBA hires. I guess the final reason that I was interested is because I wanted to work someplace that I knew I'd have a variety of opportunities and challenges, and Lilly offers that in finance, where you have the ability to rotate from one area to another. And the great thing about the program at Lilly versus what I had seen at some other organizations is that the duration of time was long enough to get up to speed and actually make an impact in that role, but it wasn't so long that you felt like you were ready for your next challenge. And so the duration felt appropriate for me, and those were the reasons why I decided to come to Lilly.
Great. So Claire, can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to choose Lilly?
Basically, Devina has really covered all my reasons, and just to echo on that, I didn't really have a specific company I was targeting before I went to business school, but I knew I was interested in the pharmaceutical industry as well as high-tech industry. So that's the two industries I was targeting. I got offer from both industries, but the people from Lilly impressed me the most. And when I came here for a visit, and people impressed me, and the culture of really open and very friendly employees here made a good impression, and which helped me to make the decision much easier. It's an easy decision for me to come to Lilly versus going to a very, very well-known high-tech company, but I just don't feel the openness or the friendliness of their employees in the company.
Great. The next question I'd like to ask is around the different types of roles or experiences that you've had at Lilly. Since you both have been at Lilly here over the past couple years, you've had a couple of rotations, and I'd like to ask you a little bit about what those roles encompassed, what you learned from those roles. So, Devina, could you start a little bit about the roles that you've played?
Definitely. Let me start with the role that I am in currently, and that would be as a Six Sigma Black Belt supporting finance. A few years back, the company launched a initiative to drive Lean Six Sigma concepts and methodology throughout the organization with the support of senior management. And for those that may not be familiar, Lean Six Sigma is actually a combination of lean manufacturing principles with Six Sigma principles, trying to drive continuous improvement, such as improved productivity and quality through the organization. So what they did was they actually invested in employees in all parts of the company, whether it be in research and development, manufacturing, finance, etc., and provided those employees with the training in these concepts so that they could drive projects in the areas that they supported. So I have been in this role for the last 6 months and have had the opportunity to drive projects in various areas of finance, such as manufacturing, tax, currently working on a project for research and development, all with the goals of driving productivity and improved quality in the various processes that we execute within finance. That has obviously been a very interesting role, to the extent that I've learned about different areas that I may not have had rotations in previously. Secondly, I have the opportunity to lead teams that are comprised of individuals at all levels, and many of which have been cross-functional. And third, you're put in a position where you are asked to influence individuals without, in essence, having authority, perhaps, because you are working in an area that is not necessarily your home base, plus you're working with stakeholders that are in generally upper to senior management. So that has definitely been a fabulous experience from a learning perspective and a growth opportunity. The second experience that I would highlight was my previous role in international finance. And in essence, our group was charged with supporting our global affiliates around the world and also supporting international management, which included all disciplines such as marketing, HR, R&D, etc. So we were, in essence, the liaisons between the affiliates as well as international management.
Claire, can you share a little bit about your experiences and a couple of the most interesting roles that you've played over the last couple of years, what you've learned? So kind of describe those roles and what you've learned in those roles.
Sure. My current role is in the Strategic Capital Management Group in the Global Treasury Organization. I'm supporting Asia Pacific and all the American affiliates in terms of their funding needs as well as working capital needs. This role gives me great opportunity to work with different affiliates to learn their business as well as provide support to them to support their ongoing operation to make sure they have appropriate fundings to help them go through the business. This ties really well with my longer-term career goal, because longer-term I really want to go to affiliate business instead of staying in corporate settings. That gives me some flavor of what affiliate is doing in terms of how to operate in their daily business. That's a really good learning experience for me, as well as give me a really broader network with people working around the globe within Lilly. Before this role, I was in Lilly Research Laboratory Finance Group, supporting three drug hunting teams as their group controller. It's a very interesting experience because as a person with no scientific background, that's my first role, came to Lilly, and that gave me a really good education of what Lilly is about, and to learn about the pipelines, to learn about the basic development we have inside a company, and also give me opportunity to work in cross-functional teams almost constantly, as well as working with senior management in terms of providing support for them to help them make development decisions. So both roles are really exciting, interesting, and I learned a lot from both roles.
Thanks for sharing a little bit about the roles and experiences you've had. What I'd like to do is now move on to asking you about why you choose to stay at Lilly. Obviously, you made a decision to come to Lilly, but why do you stay? So, Devna, could you share a little bit about that with us?
Mm-hmm. The primary reason that I choose to stay at Lilly is that I continue to be challenged each and every day. It's never a dull moment. Every day you walk in, you're never quite sure what you're going to be faced or what challenge you're going to have to step up to. And as we discussed earlier, I've had the opportunity to work in different areas of the organization. I'm currently working in Six Sigma, so I'm working on different projects in various areas. And you never know if it's going to be a technical question, a project management type question, or what it's going to be, but you just know that you're going to be challenged each and every day. The second reason is also from a work-life balance standpoint. I have definitely found that coming to Lilly, I've been able to focus not only on my professional but my personal life, which was of significant importance to me in deciding where I came post MBA. I have been able to also take advantage of a flexible schedule working on a part-time basis recently, but I also know that I can reevaluate that as time passes. If I decide in a few years that I want to convert back to full-time, then that opportunity exists. If I decide that I need to stay on the schedule, I also know that there will continue to be challenging opportunities, even though I have elected to take a reduced schedule. Finally, it's really because I truly enjoy coming to work every day. I'm fortunate to work with individuals that I respect, and I learn a tremendous amount from, and also just really enjoy spending time with. And that is extremely important when you think about how much time you spend at work. And I can honestly say that there are individuals that that I choose to spend time with at work as well as outside of work.
Claire, tell me why you have chosen to stay at Lilly.
I think I'm just going to echo what Davina has been saying, because that's also a very, there are also very important reasons for me to stay here. And there are different opportunities available, and also there's a work-life balance as well as the flexible working schedule with two young kids and a traveling husband, so it's really important for me to control my work schedule, and Lilly allows me to do it. And because of the regions I'm supporting, there's time difference, so it gives me more flexibility in terms of how I should manage my work schedule, and my management are fully supportive of my decision of when, if I need to leave early, or I work from home. They are fully supportive of that. And in terms of opportunities, the reason I choose to stay, because I mentioned longer term, I want to go back to affiliates. And I'm really interested in Asia Pacific region, because that's where I'm from. And I see tremendous growth in that area. And I really believe with the more experience I gain, I build up here at Lilly, someday in the future when I go back to affiliates, that will just help me to grow more at affiliate level.
Since we have many corporate MBA candidates listening to this podcast, the final question that I'd like to ask is around what kind of advice would you give to another candidate as they decide which company that they want to work full-time for in the future? Claire?
Sure. I guess from my personal experience, the most important thing is once I know what industry I'm really interested in, and then I start to look for companies, I start to do research. And I think that's a very important step before you go to talk with any companies. You need to have some basic understanding of the company, what it does and what the culture looks like based on the information you can find. And then during the interactions you have with the people from the company, that give you opportunity to validate whether the culture is really what they says, and whether you really enjoy the people you talk with, and do you think you can enjoy working with them. And I think that's very important. And I don't have the luxury of coming here for internship to get more experience, but by interacting with people from Lilly, from different events they hold at school, that gave me really good knowledge about Lilly as well as about the integrity of people working there. And that's a good factor for me to make a decision.
Davina.
One thing that I would add is that if you do have the opportunity to intern at a company of interest such as Lilly, I would strongly encourage taking advantage of that, because during that 12-week period, not only will you get a taste of the type of work that a financial analyst does for Lilly through a focused project, but the additional experiences that you get, such as interactions with individuals in finance all the way from the analyst level to the executive level, interactions with other interns and peers to give you a sense for what that camaraderie is like. And then lastly, it also gives you exposure to the city and the city of Indianapolis and the opportunities that exist here, so that you can come and actually experience for yourself whether or not this would be an ideal fit for you.
Well, thank you, Devina and Claire, for spending some time with us, talking about your experiences and sharing your advice out to our corporate MBA candidates. Again, thank you for your time, and I hope our candidates have enjoyed this podcast.